best. And abortion is the most revered sacrament of the left. That is the topic we'll discuss today right here on the Christian Worldview radio program, where the mission is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ. I'm David Wheaton, the host of the program, and our website is thechristianworldview.org. Well, thank you for joining us today for another edition of the Christian Worldview radio program. Our topic, again, is Why Life is Best. That's a DVD series we're going to be offering today, the title of it, and why abortion is the most revered sacrament of the left. Now, abortion is the intentional killing of a unborn or preborn human being. Infanticide is the intentional killing of a human being after birth. Now, because God has written his law, the Bible says, on the human heart, everyone knows, unless they ignore and sear their conscience, that the intentional killing of another human being, except in cases of personal or civil or national defense, is morally wrong and unjust. So with that in mind, it is difficult to understand how proponents of killing preborn or postborn babies can be so zealous and so self-righteous in their advocacy of murder, even if it's considered, quote, legal. Take Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. He signed the euphemistically titled, which are always euphemistically titled, quote, Reproductive Health Act on Tuesday, January 22nd, which was the 46th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion, Roe v. Wade. This law in New York removes restrictions on abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy, even up till birth, if, quote, there is an absence of fetal viability or at any time when necessary to protect a patient's life or health, unquote. So you can see how that could be a very wide spectrum for having an abortion, a very late-term abortion. Andrew Cuomo, the governor, called the law, quote, a historic victory for New Yorkers and for our progressive values, unquote, ordering the top of one World Trade Center to be lit up pink in celebration. Now, the political left perpetually desires bigger government, higher taxation, calls for 70 to 90% taxation this week, open borders, homosexual and transgender rights and normalization, amongst other favored issues. But it is abortion. That is the one that is most important to the left. It is, you could say, their most revered sacrament. And yes, there's religious languages, but they follow after this sacrament religiously of abortion. So this weekend on the Christian Worldview, we're going to seek to better understand why that is, why abortion is the most revered sacrament of the left, and how we as believers, Christians, followers of Christ, can better advocate for the life of the young and the innocent and the defenseless. Now, I mentioned that we are going to be offering an excellent 13-episode DVD series on this topic of life and abortion this week on the Christian Worldview. And I want to just play the intro, the first couple minutes of the DVD series, Life is Best, where it starts out with an audio clip from Margaret Sanger. She is the founder of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, considers her to be their founder and their hero. Here's that soundbite.
I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things, just mark when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin.
What you're about to hear are the sounds of metal BBs striking the side of a tin can. For every BB that strikes, it represents 10,000 lives lost in the wars of America's past. The American Revolution. The Civil War. World War I. World War II. The Korean conflict. The conflict in Vietnam. September 11th and the War on Terror. Since 1973, the War on the Unborn Child. God help us.
Indeed, God help us. That represented, those BBs hitting that tin can represented 60 million babies killed since Roe v. Wade became law in 1973. And when I hear that audio, I think, if God doesn't judge this country and all the other countries of the world for the slaughter of the innocents, the Holocaust, I don't use that term lightly because I know the real Holocaust of the Jews and others in Germany was horrific, but this that almost pales in comparison to the slaughter of the innocents that's been taking place in this country and around the world. If God doesn't judge us for that, he has a lot of apologizing to do to the nations he judged in Scripture and the cities like Sodom and Gomorrah and other places, because this is wicked what's taking place behind closed doors in our own country. So I want to read a couple news articles just to catch up on some of the things that have been going on recently, because it seems like there's been a lot of events going on with regard to abortion in the last several weeks. It's been in the news, not only because it's that time of year where it's the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, but the March for Life just took place. The National Day of Sanctity of Life Day was just in the last couple weeks. So all this has been taking place right now. But a couple different news stories here. The first from the Washington Times with regard to what I mentioned in the opening today about Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. It said the One World Trade Center, of course, this was the rebuild of what was toppled by Islamic radical terrorists in 9/11, 2001. The rebuild of that One World Trade Center was lit pink at the direction of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday night, January 22nd. By the way, that's National Sanctity of Life Day. In celebration of the state legislature passing the Reproductive Health Act, which expands abortion rights in the state. Quote from the governor, "The Reproductive Health Act is a historic victory for New Yorkers and for our progressive values. In the face of a federal government intent on rolling back Roe v. Wade and women's reproductive rights," just listen to all the euphemisms going on in here, not stating what actually they're doing, "I promised that we would enact this critical legislation within the first 30 days of this new session, and we got it done," he said. "I'm directing that New York's landmarks be lit in pink to celebrate this achievement and shine a bright light forward for the rest of the nation to follow," unquote. Now, just think about that for a second. You're lighting up One World Trade Center and other places in New York to celebrate the fact that more unborn babies are going to be killed, both in the womb and up until the time of birth and even after, as we're going to get into in a little bit, the potential for that. I mean, it maybe if you're going to light up anything, it should be red with the blood of the innocents flowing down on the landmarks of New York. The One Trade Center's World Trade Center's 408-foot spire, along with the Governor Cuomo Bridge, the Kosciuszko Bridge, and the Alfred E. Smith Building in Albany were lit pink in celebration of the law. The Reproductive Health Act decriminalizes abortion. Now, listen to the specifics here. And drops most of the state's previous restrictions on abortions after 24 weeks. And it also allows midwives and nurse practitioners to perform abortions. So you don't have to be a doctor to perform an abortion anymore in New York. CNN article. "Today we are taking a giant step forward in the hard-fought battle to ensure a woman's right to make her own decisions about her own personal health care." or personal health, including the ability to access an abortion. With the signing of this bill, we are sending a clear message that whatever happens in Washington, women in New York will always have the fundamental right to control their own body, unquote. Remember that we're getting to that controlling your own body. That is the argument used over and over against my body. Of course, they don't consider that the child has rights in and of itself as a separate human being, said Governor Andrew Cuomo after signing the bill on Tuesday night. Not only will the law preserve access to abortions, it also removes abortion from the criminal code and protects doctors and medical professionals who perform them from criminal prosecution. The law also, here's something new, the law also addresses late-term abortions. You can protect the life of the mother after 24 weeks and health. Quote, it's about the health and safety of the mother. And it's always been the point where the conservatives wave the flag. They want to roll back Roe v. Wade. This is not gray here. It's black and white, said Cuomo. The bill was first introduced in 2006, so many years ago, but was blocked for consideration by the Republican-controlled state Senate. Now, this is important to know when you consider who to vote for if you're a believer and you're pro-life. With Democrats now in the majority, the bill passed the legislature Tuesday night and was signed into law. So just think about that for all the woke evangelicals out there who are telling us that social justice and we have to really make sure there's racial reconciliation and we have to protect the immigrants coming across the border and welcome them in and we need to do more to address poverty and so forth. You never see abortion as a you know, really top highest priority on their list. They're saying, you know, you can vote. Christians can. There's issues on the Democrat side that Christians can vote for and support as well. Just remember this. This is the sacred sacrament of the left, of the Democrat Party. This is it. So when you vote Democrat, and I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you to vote Republican or Democrat. I'm just telling you when someone votes Democrat, you're voting for someone who's going to enact this kind of legislation. One more story before the break here from Vermont, and this is maybe the most chilling of all, and this law hasn't been passed yet, but look what they're proposing to do in Vermont. Vermont is quietly seeking to pass a law, this is from the Daily Caller, that gives women the right to have elective abortions up until birth and strips away all rights of unborn babies. Vermont is considering law H0057, which would give women the right to abort a baby at any time and for any reason. Up until birth, quote, every individual who becomes pregnant has the fundamental right to choose to carry a pregnancy to term, give birth to a child, or to have an abortion. The bill reads that. An abortion baby also has no rights, according to the bill, which reads, quote, a fetus shall not have independent rights under Vermont law, unquote. Planned Parenthood was investigated in 2017 for the alleged illegal sale of baby body parts, a practice which would become legal under the Vermont proposal. If the law passes, late-term abortion doctors can be expected to set up clinics in the state to which women would travel to seek elective abortions until birth. What has our country come to that there are many, many people in this country that are advocating for this? What has gone wrong? Why is the abortion the most sacred sacrament of the left? And why life is best? We'll talk about that next on The Christian Worldview.
There's an abundance of resources available in Christian bookstores and online, but the sad reality is that many of them, even some of the most popular, do not lead to a sound and strong faith. A key aim of the Christian Worldview is to identify and offer resources that are biblically faithful and deepen your walk with God. In our online store, we have a wide range of resources for all ages, adult and children's books and DVDs, Bibles and devotionals, unique gifts, and more. So browse our store at thechristianworldview.org and find enriching resources for yourself, family, friends, small group, or church. You can also order by calling our office toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233. Or visit thechristianworldview.org.
Be sure to take advantage of two free resources that will keep you informed and sharpen your worldview. The first is the Christian Worldview Weekly Email, which comes to your inbox each Friday. It contains a preview of the upcoming radio program, along with need-to-read articles, featured resources, special events, and audio of the previous program. The second is the Christian Worldview Annual Print Letter, which is delivered to your mailbox in November. It contains a year-end letter from host David Wheaton and a listing of our store items, including DVDs, books, children's materials, and more. You can sign up for the weekly email and annual print letter by visiting thechristianworldview.org or calling 1-888-646-2233. Your email and mailing address will never be shared, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org.
Why life is best and abortion is the most revered sacrament of the left. That is the topic we're discussing today here on the Christian Worldview radio program. I'm David Wheaton, the host, and our website is thechristianworldview.org. Just played one audio clip of the DVD series, which we are offering starting today for a limited time on the Christian Worldview, called Life is Best. It's a 13-episode series. Each episode's about 30 minutes long, and they have lots of different experts and guests in it. We're going to get to some of the sound bites during the program today. But they focus on episodes, focus on what is, quote, it. Is it a baby? Is it a human? Episode 2, what the Bible says about abortion. Episode 3, exposing the darkness behind abortion. And then it starts to push back against some of the popular arguments made. Episode 4, the bodily autonomy argument. We're going to get into that today. Episode 5, men and abortion. Episode 6, human value. This is really a comprehensive DVD series that we are offering. It retails for $49 plus shipping. We're offering it for a donation of any amount for a limited time. That's how important it is, we think, for you to get this so we can not waffle, so we can be informed, and we can know as Christians how to push back and advocate for the life of the unborn. And now we have to start advocating for the life of the born. You can order the usual ways on our website, thechristianworldview.org. You can call us toll-free in our office at 1-888-646-2233, 1-888-646-2233. Just leave a message if it goes to voicemail. Sometimes a lot of calls come in. We'll get back to you. Or you can write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331 to order the 13-episode DVD series, Life is Best. And we're going to get into some of the sound bites coming up here in the program today. But before the break, I was reading those articles from the news about these new laws, whether it's in New York, there's one in Virginia, which we're going to get into, and the potential one in Vermont. And let's get to some of the sound bites now of Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, after you've heard about what's in this law, that a woman can get an abortion up until the time of birth if the, quote, health and life of the mother is at stake. Here's what Andrew Cuomo said about the law.
If you reverse Roe v. Wade, which the justices have said they would do in large part, you go to a different place. You know, you make abortion basically illegal. We've gone through that in this country. And that is a frightening prospect for people. So this gives people comfort. It just codifies where we are since 1973. There's nothing radical about it. It codifies the law from 1973. That's all it does. But it gives people confidence that life as they know it is not going to be changed, and their rights as they know it are not going to be removed.
Life as they know it is not going to be changed. Of course, the life of the baby will be ended. There's nothing radical here, he said. Nothing to see here. Just kind of move along. Nothing wrong with this. This is, I think it's sometimes hard for Americans to understand the kind of wickedness that this is. Abortion, what goes on behind closed doors in this country. When we hear Americans with our, you know, people who are fellow citizens who talk like us, talking about it. You know, they don't have German accents from like back in the time of the Nazis, right? Or Russian accents or gulags or over in the Far East when, you know, Pol Pot or someone, Mao, is in power. You know, we kind of we hear the accent. Scary. Well, this person, Andrew Cuomo, has that same kind of worldview. I really fear for him as he stands before God someday if he doesn't repent and believe in the gospel. So not only was it from Andrew Cuomo in New York was this taking place, but also in Virginia. You probably heard the news story in Virginia how a similar type bill was going through Virginia, the House in Virginia. And here's a soundbite of a Republican delegate in the Virginia House of Delegates named Todd Gilbert. He's questioning a woman named Kathy Tran, who's a Democrat, and she was the one who put forward this bill, which I believe has failed now. She introduced HB 2491 earlier this year, and this is the audio from a committee hearing where Todd Gilbert, the Republican, is questioning Kathy Tran about her abortion bill.
So how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
I'm
talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay, but to the end of the third trimester.
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman.
I understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
So there you go. If a woman's about to give birth, dilating, about to give birth, and there is a question on the whether her life or her health, quote unquote, with broad latitude there is in question, she has the opportunity to kill that child. I mean, that's a baby. It's just it's unbelievable the worldview that's behind that. And it's important to expose that and to understand that, because we can go on with our lives here and where we live, and we live in the city or the suburbs or wherever, we go on with our day and go to work and so forth. But just realize behind closed doors, there's not concentration caps and fences we can see through. But there are brick buildings around where unspeakable atrocities are occurring against human beings. And so the Virginia governor actually got in on this whole situation. People heard that audio and were just outraged that this was being proposed. And the Virginia governor went on a radio program, and his name is Ralph Northam. And he commented on this particular bill as well. He's also a Democrat. Here's what he had to say about this bill.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So
a discussion would ensue. In other words, a discussion if they decide to let the baby die or to put the baby to death, that's the way it would be. And by the way, the Virginia governor's a doctor, okay? He fully understands what's taking place here. He's not an uneducated person about this. He's a doctor. And then subsequent to this, by the way, in the last day or so, because it was a big brouhaha over what he said here, you know, letting a baby be born and then choosing to kill it, that's infanticide. Someone found that back in his medical school days that he had had a picture taken of himself and a friend in medical school, one having blackface and the other wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit. They were joking, but the call for his resignation now is not because of his comments on infanticide, but it's a call because he took a picture like that back in his medical school days. That should say a lot about where our society is today. A Halloween-type picture taken back then, very very bad, inappropriate picture to take, agreed. But his stance on infanticide, they weren't, the left wasn't calling for his resignation. That's where our worldview is today. And so Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska, really called this out. I guess I don't have that. So I cut it, but I don't have the sound button in front of me, so I'm not going to play that. But he basically called it what it was, infanticide. And that is really the new frontier. It's not just, you know, let's keep abortion safe, legal, and rare, as they used to talk about it. Now let's expand the rights of abortion all the way up into birth and even after birth. Well, Tucker Carlson, the host on Fox, had a segment of his program about this past week. And he was pointing out some of the things you're pointing out today, how this is such a radical death cult. He didn't use that word, but basically just the advances, the progressive value that wants to expand abortion rights so they can end the life of a child at any point up until the time of birth and even after. He had a woman named Monica Klein on the program, and she talked about the fact that this is about women's right to control her body. And I just want you to understand the worldview and how it is defended by those who are pro-abortion.
But I wonder what you think of what Dr. Northam, the governor of Virginia, just said, that when a child, he described the child as an infant, is born, there's a point where the mother and the physician can decide whether to kill the infant or not. What do you think of that?
Right now, reproductive health care is under attack by the Republican Party. 72% of Americans support the right to choose, and yet we have Trump and we have sexual predator Kavanaugh trying to repeal Roe v. Wade and trying to take away our control over our own bodies. This isn't about babies. This isn't about health care. This is about you attempting to control women's bodies.
Okay.
It bothers me that you are attempting to control women's bodies. Right now, there are seven states where there is only one abortion clinic. Okay. There are four states with trigger bans where we would, if Roe v. Wade is repealed, women cannot get reproductive health care. This is about a woman's right to choose, and you as a man should not have a single say in that.
Wow.
I have thought about it, and I am telling
you
that your party is attempting to change the conversation about Roe v. Wade and take control of women's bodies. I'm sorry that as a man, what you're focused on is controlling women's bodies, but we will not allow you to do that.
Okay, you get the sense of where that conversation was going. You as a man are trying to control women's bodies. It's about my right to control my own body. We're going to get into that as Life is Best DVD series gets into it as well. Do men have any say? Is it about control of the body? Why is abortion the most revered sacrament of the left? That's coming up after this break right here on the Christian Worldview radio program.
Do you shop online at Amazon.com? If so, you can support the Christian Worldview through Amazon's Smile program, which donates 0.5% of the purchase price of eligible products to the charitable organization of your choice. All you have to do is go to smile.amazon.com and designate Overcomer Foundation as your charity of choice. The Overcomer Foundation is the official name of the nonprofit organization that directs the Christian Worldview. There's no catch. You don't pay more for your purchases. Rather, Amazon directs 0.5% of your eligible purchases to the Christian Worldview. What a great opportunity to benefit this ministry. Again, go to smile.amazon.com and designate Overcomer Foundation as your charity of choice. Thank you for your support.
Social justice is a gospel issue. This has become the mantra of many evangelicals. Rectifying perceived inequities of race, gender, sexuality, poverty, immigration, amongst others, is considered a top priority. But what exactly is social justice? Is working for social justice a biblical mandate, an application of the gospel? Kel Beissner has written an insightful booklet entitled Social Justice: How Good Intentions Undermine Justice and Gospel. Also included in this revised 44-page booklet is a copy of the just-released Statement on Social Justice and the Gospel. You can order the Social Justice booklet for a donation of any amount to the Christian Worldview. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233 or write to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.
Thank you.
life is best and why abortion is the most revered sacrament of the left. That is the topic we're discussing today here on the Christian Worldview radio program. I'm David Wheaton, the host, and our website is thechristianworldview.org, where you can order this DVD series, Life is Best. It's a 13-episode series. They're all about 30 minutes long on all these different aspects of abortion, and really highly recommended. It retails for $49 plus shipping, and we are offering it for a limited time for a donation of any amount. That's right, $49 retail, donation of any amount to the Christian Worldview. And you can get in contact with us the usual ways through our website or by phone, 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233, or by writing to us. I'll give that information out. But let's get to that question. Why is abortion the most revered sacrament of the left? Well, there's a lot of reasons for this, but I think this particular issue encompasses all the favored values of one with a humanistic, God-rejecting worldview. Number one, the first reason it's the most revered sacrament is because it has to do with personal autonomy. It's, I will not bow to God. It's the ultimate rebellion against God. You may exist, but I will not bow to you and do what you want me to do. God may create and God may say, but I do what I want. That's what you keep on hearing over. And it's my body. Stay away from my body. I. That's a big reason this is the most revered sacrament of the left. Number two, it's about usurping God's rule or his reign. In other words, God is not God. I am God. I have the power of life and death, right? God has the one who determines the day of our conception, the day of our death. I will take that power for myself. So I have power over life and over death. You know, we've talked about universal health care, government-paid, single-payer health care system is a sacrament of the left as well. But because they can control people from birth to death, right? Well, this abortion is even better than that. You can actually control when someone dies. Abortion is the killing, the intentional killing of a human being. That's even more powerful than healthcare. So it's a step above. That's why it's even a higher priority for the left. So personal autonomy, you're usurping God's reign, his rule. The third reason it's the most revered sacrament of the left is that there's a moral reason. There's a moral reason here is that I will live sexually the way I want to live without any repercussions. That's a key factor here. Now, I understand that some women are raped. Some abortions are not done or are done by like married couples and so forth. Yeah, I understand that. But there's a big element here in abortions to those who get pregnant and don't want to be pregnant anymore. They want to live sexually the way they want to live without any repercussions of having to have a baby. The fourth reason, and I think there's a couple, let's just put a couple of the reasons in the fourth reasons. You know, the left loves environmentalism. They love moral relativism. And all these things contribute to why abortion is their most revered sacrament. You know, environmental. Well, the world is being overpopulated. You know, that's kind of what Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was saying with that soundbite at the beginning of the program. The world is overpopulated. You know, there's lots of undesirable people coming in the world. Those who have disabilities, Down syndrome and so forth, they don't have a good quality of life. And for environmental reasons, we've got to save the planet, so abortion is a good thing. Or the moral relativistic argument that people love to have because it attempts to get them out from under the accountability of God. Well, there's no absolute truths in the world. What might be wrong for you is not wrong for everyone else. So these are the reasons. There's lots of reasons that you think, why are they so zealous about abortion? I mean, why? Well, it's because it encapsulates basically a rejection of God and who he is and his authority to reign over us. So this isn't going to be the end, by the way, abortion and infanticide. Now we're seeing people pushing for that in this country. I'm actually somewhat surprised at euthanasia. The killing of older people, letting older people die or actively killing them hasn't become much more aggressive in this country, but it will. We see it in Europe. We've seen it in some states already in America. That is the next frontier as this one gets pushed through and pushed on America. So let's get to some of the audio clips from this DVD series, Life is Best, which really as the material for the series says, it's going to thoroughly equip you and inspire you to join the fight for lives and souls. And they have three goals for this. The producers of this have three goals for the series, that people will be saved as they hear that God is willing to heal and forgive women and men who have had abortions, that the gospel is the answer to this. Again, we know there's people listening today who have had abortions. And the news is, yes, it was wrong. Yes, it was sin. Yes, it was murder, the intentional killing of a human being. But just remember that God is a God of forgiveness and compassion. The Apostle Paul was a murderer, and God met him on the road to Damascus, and he repented and believed in who Jesus was and that he was his Lord and his Savior, and he was saved, and God forgave him. So that's one message of this DVD series. Another message is that we value life and don't ever want to see another Planned Parenthood, as the material here says, filled with Planned Parenthood dumpster filled with God's image bearers. That's us, human beings. And the third thing it says is Christians will be prepared to engage and demolish every pro-choice argument. Because this issue is a battle of semantics. It really is. Even saying, you know, pro-choice, or you're anti-choice, or it's about control of a woman's body, or it's about a woman's right to health care. These are all euphemisms that are used to forward their advocacy for abortion. So let's get to some of the sound bites from this DVD series, which we're offering today, Life is Best. This one has to do with the first episode, the fundamental question of what is it, as in what is that in a woman's womb?
Hello, my name is Scott Klusendorf. Welcome to Life is Best, answering one question. What is it?
I don't consider it a human being.
Yes, it's another human life, but it's their body.
It's not exactly something, but then again, it is something.
It's kind of more like a bunch of cells.
To me, they're not alive, so like, I'm okay with it.
The child is not technically alive.
You should have the right to end a child's life if it needs to be.
It's a potential human being. Abortion kills a potential human being.
See all the semantics there. It's a potential human being. It's not really viable, or it's not really conscious of itself. And no, it's a tissue, and it's all these rationalizations. But how can you make that rationalization? You know, we know it's a baby. It's a human being when it's born. Well, how about a day before that? How about a week before that? When does it actually become a human being? Well, the only logical answer to that question is it becomes a human being at the moment of conception. What is the heartbeat starts going at 18 weeks, is it? Or 18 days, I think it is, after conception. It's 18 days. And then all the development, it's a developing human being is what it is in the womb. You see all the rationalizations of this. And you know Ray Comfort's been on the program. This is also from the Life is Best DVD series. He also interviews people on the street. And you can hear there how they rationalize what is it in a woman's womb.
Tell me a reason for killing a baby in a womb.
Well, I mean, you know, if it's rape or something like that, you know what I mean? Which is, I know, a tough decision, but that's mentally, you know, for...
Why is it tough? Why would you kill the baby for the crime of the father? Which is worse, murder or rape? You're murdering a child, taking another life because of the crime of the father. Who knows when life begins?
I wouldn't know.
Do you think God knows when life begins?
I think, yeah, probably.
And do you know what the sixth commandment is?
No.
It says, you shall not kill. So you should say it's never right to kill a child in the womb. And Hitler declared Jews as non-humans. And that's what you're doing when you're saying it's not a baby until 3 months. That's what I think. It's very subjective. And if you're not sure, it's taking a terrible risk with somebody else's life. Imagine if someone said that about you when you were just on 3 months old, and they decided to kill you because of selfish reasons.
I wouldn't want other people to judge me, so I wouldn't want to do that to other people. So whatever their decision is, you know, it's between them and God.
It's their baby.
Whose baby?
The mother.
She's got the right to kill it.
If she feels she can't take care of it, or she,
So that's criteria. I can't take care of this, it's going to interfere with my life, I'll kill it.
Yes.
Wow. You value human life?
Yeah.
Wow, aren't you glad there aren't people like that deciding on whether you live or you die? But that is the worldview of those who are pro-abortion. It's something that is done behind closed doors, keep it out of the view of the population, Don't let people see the horrors taking place, the slaughter of the innocents. The member Kermit Gosnell, by the way, these laws being passed right now, see, Kermit Gosnell was doing these kinds of things, and he shouldn't be in jail if these laws that are being proposed come into are approved. I mean, I'm questioning whether the law in New York, even right now that's on the books, whether Kermit Gosnell would be condemned under that law and be sent to jail as he has. And that was a horror show what he was doing in Pittsburgh or in Pennsylvania. And the media didn't even pay attention. They don't want to pay attention. They don't cover the March for Life very much that takes place every year in Washington, D.C. They don't want these issues. They control what we know, what we hear about abortion. Again, the DVD series is Life is Best. It's two DVDs with 13 episodes, about 25 to 30 minute episodes on each one covering a different topic. Episode one, what is it? Episode two, what the Bible says about it, exposing the darkness, the bodily autonomy argument. We'll get into that. Men and abortion, human value, emotions regarding abortion, maternal objections, baby objections. These are all different episodes. Postmodernism and abortion, talking the talk, speaking the truth in love regarding abortion, and the gospel and abortion and what we can do. So this is a very comprehensive series. Donation of any amount to the Christian Worldview. Normal retail is $49. We want to get this into your hands for you and your family and for your church, for your study group to watch this. For a donation of any amount to the Christian Worldview, just get in contact with us the usual ways, online or by phone, and I'll give that information after this final break of the day. We'll be back.
The mission of the Christian Worldview is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. For when Christians have a stronger faith and when unbelievers come to saving faith, lives and families and churches, even communities, are changed for the glory of God. The Christian Worldview is a listener-supported ministry. You can help us in our mission to impact hearts and minds by making a donation of any amount or becoming a monthly partner. All donations are tax deductible. You can give online at thechristianworldview.org or by calling us toll free 1-888-646-2233. When you give, we'd like to thank you by sending you a current resource. Monthly partners can choose to receive resources throughout the year. Call 1-888-646-2233 or go to thechristianworldview.org. Thank you for your support. There's an abundance of resources available in Christian bookstores and online, but the sad reality is that many of them, even some of the most popular, do not lead to a sound and strong faith. A key aim of the Christian Worldview is to identify and offer resources that are biblically faithful and deepen your walk with God. In our online store, we have a wide range of resources for all ages. Adult and children's books and DVDs, Bibles and devotionals, unique gifts, and more. So browse our store at thechristianworldview.org and find enriching resources for yourself, family, friends, small group, or church. You can also order by calling our office toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233. Or visit thechristianworldview.org.
Final segment of the day here on the Christian Worldview radio program. Thanks for joining us as we talk about why life is best and why abortion is the most revered sacrament of the left. Now, this passage from Psalm 139, it's a well-known passage, should make it very clear what is taking place in a mother's womb and when human life begins. It says, "For you, God, formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well." We do know it. Everyone should know it very well, that life begins at that miracle of when God conceives a child inside of a woman. And shame on us to think that we can kill what God has created. It's not about a woman's body. It's not about right to health care. It's the intentional killing of a human being. No one should have the right to do that, the intentional killing of a human being, murder. No one has the right to do that. A couple of interesting myths about abortion from an article by Pastor Kevin DeYoung. He wrote a column on this. We don't have it linked on our website, but maybe we'll try to get it up there. He said in his book, Abuse of Discretion, The Inside Story of Roe v. Wade, Clark Forsyth highlights a number of myths that led to the ruling in Roe, myths that unfortunately continue to be believed today. I'm not going to go into all of them, I'm just going to get two, and then we'll go back to some of the sound bites from the DVD series, Life is Best. Myth number one, abortion was a common and widely accepted practice throughout history. The truth is, this inaccurate claim was repeated throughout the 1960s before Roe v. Wade was passed. The fact is that abortion was rare well into the 19th century. Almost all abortion methods before then were ineffective or potentially dangerous to the mother. True, unwanted children were still terminated, but this was done by killing newly born children. Infanticide. If abortion is to be considered a common practice throughout history, the method was infanticide or abandonment. That's from the book. One more myth I'll just point out. Myth number three, women were dying by the thousands because of back alley abortions before Roe v. Wade. This is something they were told, oh, if you outlaw abortion, people are going to be, women are going to be dying and coat hangers and all this kind of stuff, killing themselves, make unsafe for women. The myth, women were dying by the thousands because of back alley abortions. The truth is the number of maternal deaths from all causes was set in 780 total in the whole country in 1972, down from 7,267 in 1942. So there's only 780, and that's too many, but still consider it as a ratio of the population. Of the 780 maternal deaths, 140 were considered as abortion deaths by the National Center of Health Statistics. And included in this number were those deaths caused by spontaneous miscarriage, 102. So if I'm doing my math right, 140 were considered as abortion deaths, and 102 of those were listed as caused by spontaneous miscarriage. So if I'm interpreting this correctly, that means 38 people in the entire country died of a self-induced abortion. Far from the claim from people today that women would be dying all over the country if you outlawed abortion. Well, I think there's a lot of people who would be happy if you outlawed abortion, not just from the life issue, but from the adoption issue that could be taking place. Many couples want to have children and can't, and they would love to be able to adopt children from mothers who maybe want to give up their child. Okay, let's get back to some of the more clips from this DVD series. Of course, this is a 13-episode series. We can't play tons of them. It's just not time to do it. But we're trying to get some of the important ones in today to give you a flavor of what this series is about. Let's get on to why do humans have value? This is a key question. Are babies in the womb really valuable? They don't have, you know, conscious thought when they're in the womb. They don't know that they're even existing when they're in the womb. So do they really have value?
The Christian worldview is clear. You have value simply because of whose image you bear. But there's a competing worldview out there that says your value is not based on whose image you bear. It's based solely on your utility. That worldview is called utilitarianism. And that worldview says you only have value if you benefit others, if you bring something to the table they need or want. I have good news for you. There is a way to convince others that that worldview is wrong.
Yeah, Scott Klusendorf from the Life is Best DVD series, and they go into these apologetic reasons why that worldview is wrong. So it's going to equip you to be able to defend these type of semantical, euphemistic arguments that you constantly get from those who advocate for abortion. Here's another soundbite on, is the unborn actually a human being, or when does it become a human being?
What is the unborn? According to the science of embryology, the unborn is a distinct living and whole human being. And what that means is, from the very moment you began to exist, from the end of that fertilization process, you weren't a blob of tissue, you weren't part of another human being, you were yourself a distinct living, whole member of the human family. Sure, you had yet to grow, you had yet to mature, you had yet to have the capabilities you do today, but the kind of thing you were was not in question. And if you consult any embryology textbook worldwide, you will see there's uniformity of agreement that each of us began as that zygote. We didn't come from a zygote, we once were a zygote. That's science. That's not a religious view. That's not a personal preference view. That is an empirically verifiable fact when we go to the science of embryology. Each of us began as a distinct, living, whole human being.
That is that people don't even care. People who advocate for abortion, they may even concede that what's in the womb is a human being. But they still think they're God, and they have the right to end that life. That's where it's come to today. I think the human being life used to be more effective. That, oh, well, it's a human being in your womb. I don't think they care. It's the abortion is the sacrament that needs to be upheld above all else, even if it is a human being. But some still turn it into it's a fetus. It's a, you know, list of, it's a group of cells or tissue and so forth. They try to dehumanize it to justify the killing of the unborn. One more soundbite. We had more we wanted to get to, but we don't have much time left. I want to conclude with one soundbite by John MacArthur from the series Life is Best that talks about the fact that you've had an abortion. There is forgiveness.
Yet you are he who brought me forth from the womb. You made me trust when upon my mother's breasts, upon you I was cast from birth. You have been my God from my mother's womb. Redeems the little ones, takes them to glory. And God in grace redeems those who have been slaughtered, but holds the killers responsible for the crime. Final word, there is forgiveness for that sin, like any sin. You say, but it's so severe, it's murder. Jesus said this in the Sermon on the Mount. If you hate somebody, you're as bad as a murderer. Just so you don't feel self-righteous.
Okay, we're going to have to cut it there. Unfortunately, I wanted to get to that. We're running out of time. You can order this series, Life is Best, through the usual ways. It retails for $49, a donation of any amount to The Christian Worldview. Just go to our website to order, thechristianworldview.org. Call us in our office, 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233. Or listen to our address in the minute immediately following the program. Life is best, everyone, and we need, as Christians, to support it in every way possible. We'll talk to you next weekend.
We hope today's broadcast turned your heart toward God, His Word, and His Son. To order a CD copy of today's program, or sign up for our free weekly email, or to find out how you can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. The Christian Worldview is a weekly one-hour radio program that is furnished by the Overcomer Foundation and is supported by listeners and sponsors. Request one of our current resources with your donation of any amount. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. Or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331. Thanks for listening to The Christian Worldview. Until next time, think biblically and live accordingly.